I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. He'd have had no problem with any of those Bush Tucker trials, would he, John the Baptist? You know, they make them eat insects and all those kinds of things. He'd have just munched them down, wouldn't he? He was a man who was defined by eating locusts. And insects, I'm told, are poor man's meat. It's funny what we think we should eat and what we think we shouldn't eat. You know, some people think it's okay to eat cows but not horses. And very interesting. But there we go. John the Baptist, defined by the fact that he ate certain things and he lived in certain places. He was a man who went out into the desert to preach. Look, the Archbishop of Canterbury is preaching in pubs this year. Did you see that in the papers? The Archbishop of Canterbury going to go into the pub and preach the gospel. Of course, the difference is that the Archbishop of Canterbury is going to go from the pub back to the cathedral, whereas John the Baptist just stayed in the wilderness. And this is where he did all of his preaching, in the desert. And he made a point by eating these things and preaching in the desert. There was an important point being made, that he was different, that he was somebody who stood out. Jesus said that John was a prophet. Jesus said, look, did you go out into the desert to see a man who did this, who blew in the wind like a reed? Is that what you went to see? And of course the people thought, well, no, we didn't, actually. We went out to see someone who was like that. He was like a rock. It's interesting, isn't it? If you blow in the wind, you don't break, because you go with the flow. You listen to the prevailing culture and you go with it. But if you stand out and challenge it, then you're in a dangerous place. Reeds blow with the wind and therefore they don't break. No one gets too cross with them. But John the Baptist, he stood out and he didn't blow the wind. And he was buffeted by it. And he challenged the culture around him and threatened the ruling people.